Chapter 7, The Engagement. Sunshine had known Rip for some time. He lived in a neighborhood just around the corner from us. They were very good friends. Since Sunshine came home from the hospital, Rick had been coming over a lot more often. Because she still needed some recuperation time, I didn't want to go back to work without her. So we both officially quit our jobs. Rick and Sunshine were obviously getting pretty serious about each other, and I had no objections to this. They're such a cute couple, I thought. They both had the same goals, both had the same standards, same interest, and most important, they shared a strong desire to serve God. Rick was 21, managed a shoe store, but he and Sunshine were like a couple of little kids together. Rick would push Sunshine in the backyard swing, or they would go out in our little road and play baseball. One Saturday afternoon, we were digging a new garden. Darren, Dean, and Sunshine were out in the backyard when Rick arrived. Sunshine heard his car pull up and run around to meet him. "Hi, Rick, are you ready to go to work?" Rick had came straight from his job and was wearing his shirt and tie. "Doing what, Sunshine?" "Well, Mama says she wants more garden space. She's got us out here digging, so come out in the backyard and help us." Rick's house was very close, so he ran home, changed his clothes, and went back within a few minutes. He started in with the others on the new garden. By this time, Rick was part of the family. He would help out wherever he was needed. It was around 2 or 3, and I knew they all were hungry, so I fixed lunch. I called out the back door. "Anyone hungry? Lunch is being served in the main dining room. Come and get it." There were cheers from the yard, and I went back and finished setting the table. Darren and Dean came in, washed their hands at the kitchen sink, and then sat down waiting for Sunshine and Rick. "Mama," Sunshine called jokingly, "help." Standing at the back door were two creatures totally covered with mud. It was Sunshine and Rick. They burst out laughing. I had to laugh too. "What in the world did you guys do?" "I started rinsing off with the garden hose, and the more I rinsed off, the more Rick threw mud on me. Then I threw some at him, and here we are." "My goodness, you guys can't come in here like that. Go get cleaned up." Sunshine turned to her fellow mud creature. "Oh, Rex, you don't love us anymore. Let's just go get hosed." They slogged him away and then returned, clean but dripping wet. They ate lunch like that, as dignified and proper as they could be. Such a pair. A few months passed, and their fondness and love for each other had grown deeper. It was no surprise to me when one evening the two of them came in hand in the living room and asked Gary and me for their approval to be married. After questioning them briefly, we gave it. Rick and Gary shook hands, and while Sunshine and I hugged, then hugged Rick. "You take good care of my baby girl. I know because I plan on being there a lot." Rick smiled. "I'm sure of that. And I know you will, Mom. You're always welcome." "Have you set a date?" I was thinking they were talking about an engagement of a year or two. "Well, Mama, we've talked it over a lot and we decided on August." "August? Which August?" "This August, Mama." "Sunshine, that's only 2 months away. That's too soon. Y'all need to wait a little bit to be sure." I value Sunshine's judgment well enough, but this was more than I could take in all at once. "Why so soon?" "I'm not sure I'm ready to give you up that soon." Sunshine put her arm around me and kissed my cheek. "Oh, Mama, you're not giving me up." I looked to my husband. how do you feel about this, Dad? I think they both proved their maturity. Sounds all right to me. Rick said, Ma'am, I am sure about this. I am so sure. I'm sure I'd make Sunshine my wife today if I could, but she says we have to wait till August to do it properly. Do you plan on having a formal wedding, Sunshine? Yes, my dear sweet mama, as formal as you want it to be. I do want a big white wedding gown. Well, okay, I guess, what day in August? The 24th, Mama. That's when Rick gets his vacation, from the 23rd to the 3rd of September, 2 whole weeks for a wedding and a honeymoon. I held her hand. Oh, baby, I'm so happy for you. I know you guys love each other a lot. But 2 months, that's not much time. Please trust me on this, Mama. I know I'll soon be 20, older than you were when you got married. Please, Mama, don't be unhappy. I'm not unhappy, Sunshine. I'm not, baby. I knew it would come someday, but I just didn't think it would be so soon. I want a big wedding, Mama, and you can plan it all, okay? Okay, sweetheart, a big wedding you'll have. Later, a very relieved Rick went home, after affirming over and over that he'd take good care of Sunshine. She and I set out on the glider in the front yard and talked for hours. She asked Darren for his approval. She had never even dated anyone Darren didn't approve of. And this had to be a tense moment for her. Darren has always been not only her big brother, but, as she put it, her hero. After a long talk, he reluctantly gave his blessing. His chief objection was that they hadn't dated long enough. And, of course, I understood what he felt, but all of us had such a problem being overprotective of her. She was so dependent on all of us as a small child because she'd been blind. I think it made him a little sad. But he was happy for her. I'm so blessed to have a brother who loves me so much, Mama. The next day we called Sonia in Tennessee. She came to visit. In the next plane, the girls talked for hours about Sunshine's wedding. Sunshine also had a large formal wedding and planned it herself. She had plenty of suggestions for Sunshine and even offered Sunshine her own wedding dress, but Sunshine wanted me to make hers. Sunshine chose from bridal magazines and store gowns every detail of the dress she wanted, as well as the veil and bouquet. She wanted the sleeves made from this one and the bodice made from that one, the train from another, to make a white Chantilly lace gown. Her bouquet would be of yellow roses and little purple flowers. I was to make it all in secrecy. She wanted to be the only one to see it before the wedding. Quite an order, I thought. Well, we began by buying the material. Friday evening after supper, I was out in a glider swing when Rick and Sunshine drove up. Good evening, y'all. You're home early. It's only about 8:30. Rick has got to go into work early tomorrow to do inventory, Sunshine said. I chatted with Rick for a little while before he went home. Then Sunshine sat beside me and put her head in my lap. I stroked her hair. Sing to me, Mama. Sing, you are my sunshine. I began singing, but I got all choked up. I looked up in the sky, fighting the tears, thinking, my baby girl, my sweet little sunshine, is going to leave me. Things will never be the same. She sat up, sensing something was wrong. Oh, my dear, sweet Mama, I love you so much. Please don't be sad about this, Mama. I know what you're thinking, but we'll never be separated. No one will ever keep us apart. I love you too much. Please know that, Mama. No matter what, I am part of you, and you are part of me, and nothing will ever change that, not time or distance. In spirit, no matter what, we will always be together. God has seen to that. He gave me to you and gave you to me, and that's forever, Mama. I know, baby. I'll just miss you so much. Rick and I were talking about the wedding again tonight, Mama. I got the whole family included. There's a part for everyone. Of course, Dad will give me away. It's going to be so nice. It sure is, sweetheart. I want my bridesmaids in pale yellow and yellow roses with baby's breath and little purple flowers on each pew. Does that sound too extravagant, Mama? No, sweetheart, it sounds beautiful. Tears begin to form in my eyes again. My baby girl, my beautiful baby girl, will soon be a bride. It's still hard for me. I know, Mama. She got up. I want to talk with Darren and Dean now. Are they in the house? Yes, baby. They're all going fishing in the morning. I think they're going to get their fishing gear ready. Sunshine went in the house, and I stayed there on the swing, tilting my head back and looking up at the big, beautiful, starry Texas sky. I remembered our study on heaven. All that beauty. All that love that God has waiting for us. I'll see all the loved ones that had gone on before me. Some I never met, like my grandfather, my mother's father, who died when she was a child. He was a true man of God, who claimed for God's service and glory 4 generations of his children's children. 4 generations. He sure was a man of faith. I do well to pray for those ones Sissy and I had. Now Tinker have 4 kids. Katrina had 1 boy. That was a lot of claiming my grandfather did, whether he realized it or not. Now Sunshine's getting married, and the way she loves children, she'll probably have a lot of them. Yes, she'll probably make me a grandmother many times. That thought sounded pretty good. Oh, Father, I prayed. Let me take this time to claim for your glory my grandchildren, all that may come, and especially for Sunshine and Rick. Give them a good life together. Let them be mighty warriors of yours. Let their seeds be as the sands on the beach, too numerous to count. At that moment, as I was praying in my spirit, God spoke to me. Teresa, he said, take your family and go to Florida. Leave as soon as you can. There are some who won't go. Don't force them. I shook all over when I heard these words. God, what are you saying? Leave? Leave here? Leave now? This couldn't be. No, God, you can't mean it. I can't believe this. No, God, this can't be real. No, God, please. I sat there a while longer. I knew it was God who had spoken to me. I was very confused by what I knew he told me to do. I kept wanting to argue with it. No, God, you can't mean that. The timing is all wrong, God. I'm so confused by this. I got up and walked down the road. God, I prayed it. If this is you, you've got to have a sign, a strong, undeniable sign. I've got to hear it in another way. You got to make it clear to me. This is too big a move. There's just too many lives at stake. I can't be alone with this. After about an hour of walking, I saw Sunshine standing at the end of the driveway. I was about 300 feet down the road. She called. Mama, is that you? Yes, I hollered back. She ran down the road to meet me. Why are you out here alone? I thought you were at Aunt Carol's. Is there something wrong? I'd already decided I wasn't going to say anything to anyone about what God had said to me until I got my undeniable sign, my confirmation that to this incredible notion. So I answered her, "No, Sunshine, nothing's wrong. I was just praying." Sunshine took my hand and started praying out loud. "Oh, God, my dear, wonderful Jesus, hear my mama's prayer and give her peace. Let her know, sweet Jesus, that you've got it all under control." She went on with her prayer, and as we went back towards the house, after finishing, she asked, "Are you ready to go in, Mama, or would you like to walk and pray some more?" "Not quite, baby. You go ahead. I'll come soon." Walking alone again, I asked God, "Please, please, so I know for sure, give me a sign, something that leaves no doubt in my mind. I have to know it was you." A few minutes later, I went back in the house. The rest of the family were in their own rooms except Dean. I could hear Sunshine praying in her room as I passed her door, praying for God to give me peace and help me. She had no idea, I thought. If she knew what God had just told me to do, I can't tell her. Not yet. I have to have my confirmation. Dean was in the living room. "We're all ready to go fishing, Mom," he said cheerfully. I walked past him. "That's good, son. I hope you catch a lot," I replied, hardly hearing myself. As I started to close my bedroom door, I realized I hadn't been very attentive to Dean. I returned to the living room and sat down beside him and took his hand. "I love you, son. Hope I haven't been neglecting you lately." I put his head over on my shoulder. "We've been so busy with Sunshine's wedding and stuff. Tell me about your plans for tomorrow. Are you guys going out in a boat or are you fishing from the bank?" I tried to listen as Dean was talking about their plans, but my mind kept drifting back to what God had said to me. "Oh, God, how can I tell him? How can I tell any of them? No one will want to go. No one will accept this." Soon, Dean and I said goodnight and went on to our own rooms. He anxious for his next day's fishing trip and me anxious for my sign from God. I picked up my Bible and began to read. Maybe this is how God will reveal to me what he meant. Maybe he'll speak to me through his written word. God, I've got to know. I went back through all the reasons why this move was so wrong. Sunshine's wedding, God, what about that? Then there's Darren's college and Dean's school. My husband's work. He wouldn't quit his job. He just got a good promotion. He's worked so hard for that. And then there's Sissy. What about all of them, God? Her husband wouldn't want to leave. He's the city treasurer. That's a position hard to come by. He'd never leave on a God told me to, from me. Sissy wouldn't either. She loves her place. They've worked so hard to get it as pretty as it is. It's like a park over there. She's often said that this is her little corner of the world, and nothing would get her out of here except the rapture. And there's our church, our pastor and his wife, Cliff and Betty. They're like family to us. We all loved them so much. I couldn't think of just leaving them behind. I fell asleep that night thinking of all the negatives, all the reasons not to make this move. I couldn't think of one positive reason.